Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the soundbite.
Season 5, The Revenge of Bok Bok.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your DM, and with me tonight we have, who do we have? Ben, who plays Throden.
What separates a lich from a demi-lich? A demi-lich stops while he's ahead.
Aww. Matt, who plays Fennel.
Hello.
Stephanie, who plays Raquel.
You'll have to speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
Sean, who's playing Clover.
Shut up, Dad.
Oh.
And Kyle, who plays Airpax.
I thought I recognized you. I gave you a plate of corn muffins back in 1947 to paint my chicken coop.
You still didn't whitewash my fence.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, so last week, you guys decided to go ahead and go on the hunt for the drow. It seems that they took something important to Raquel. You guys don't know what it is. And on the way, you came across an inn called the Cool Inn, where you encountered the innkeeper named Lacey. Throden also took the opportunity and made a zombie drow, who basically kind of just acts as a guardian. You guys have also acquired 2 horses and a wagon. And friendship along the way. Also, Clover is a little bit tipsy and went to bed drunk. He got drunk for the first time ever.
Fell asleep in the hallway.
Fell asleep in the hallway like a big kid. I'm proud of you. Is there anything else that I just briefly capped over?
We're supposed to find some hags.
Yep, Lacey did ask you about some hags.
We were going to do that in the morning, I assume, but... where we left it was, I guess we were all heading to bed, right? But we didn't actually resolve, like, the nighttime or anything.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. You guys are currently heading to bed. What would you like to do? Is there anything you guys would like to do before going to bed?
I think Fonel would, like, pick up Clover and just, like, he's not going to feel well in the morning.
Well, Throden did that already.
Yeah, Throden already took care of me.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
You're good.
Remember he took him away and everyone thought he was going to eat him?
Yeah. That's right. I slept since then.
What time is it, Lauren? It's nighttime, Stephanie.
It's dark out.
I'm talking dark out. It's fucking always dark from my understanding.
I think she said it was about like 9 or 10 p.m.
Yeah, it'd be Irulan equivalent of 9 to 10.
Okay, because I probably would continue drinking and close out the bar.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and you have a good time. Lacey chit-chats with you throughout the night until the bar closes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll stumble to bed, probably.
After putting Clover to bed, Throden is going to go back outside to the cart, which has the undead drow wrapped up in a tarp in the back of the wagon.
Okay.
And he is going to recast Animate Dead on it.
Okay.
Just gotta refresh my corpse.
I have to refresh my control over the corpse, otherwise that zombie's just gonna wake up and just start murdering people.
That's a good thing.
All right, good to know. Make a note.
He awkwardly watches you. Like, it is an awkward moment, but you recast it. Go ahead and make a perception check real fast.
Sure thing. Perception.
25. Okay. So, what weapon did you give your zombie corpse? Didn't you give them a weapon? It was a sword, I think.
Yeah, right? I think it's the short sword, yeah.
Okay, so as you're recasting it on him, you happen to notice on his short sword, there is purple ichor on it.
Purple ichor, like...
like, it looks like it would be blood, except blood's not this color.
Huh.
And as you kind of, like, look around, you notice that your tarp was moved just a little bit, and you told your zombie to stay there, so you know it wasn't him. And there's a little bit of that purple ichor dripping off the side of the wagon, like, where the zombie was at. And it leads... Do you follow it, or...?
Yeah.
So it leads actually into the barn, into a hayloft. And as you're following it into the hay bales, it just all of a sudden just disappears. It's completely gone.
Is there anything in the hay?
You kind of start poking around the hay, and you don't seem to find anything. It's like whatever was there was suddenly gone. Mm. But you see, like, a pool of the, like, you followed some blood splats up the ladder, and then there's, like, a pool of the purple ichor, and then nothing else. Like, it's gone.
I'm going to cast
that one.
Yeah. If I cast detect magic, do I see anything different?
No.
Okay.
You do not. Everything seems pretty normal except for your zombie corpse in the wagon.
I was talking, that's totally normal.
That's totally normal.
It's a pretty normal zombie corpse.
Yeah.
Doesn't have drow zombies in the back of their car.
Nope. And that's all you really see in there. You see the horses are put up and they're eating some grain. Your wagon is other than that, seems to be left undisturbed.
Hmm. Okay. In that case, I want to go back inside.
So you go back inside. Do you go to bed after that, or?
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, you go to bed. All right. Anyone else do anything else?
All right, go ahead.
It's just Fawnell, like, doing meditations, doing some spiritual exploration and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Clover is out for the night. Urpax, what are you doing?
I am going to try to make a stealthy exit of this establishment here.
Yeah, roll for it.
Do I need to, like, yeah, all right. I guess I did say I was going to do something stealthy, so I could see that maybe that does involve actually having to roll for it. So, 19.
Fantastic. You, Lacey is too busy cleaning up the bar, shooing people out who weren't paying for rooms. So she doesn't, no one really seems to notice you as you slip out. And none of your companions are really noticing either. Unless someone has a passive of fucking 19, so.
I don't think I do.
Fantastic.
Not quite.
Not yet, at least.
Perfect. Urpax is going to take a long stroll through the woods. And let's say, I don't know, 20 minutes goes by. Mm-hmm. And entering the tavern in deep red robes is a tiefling gentleman that walks in and goes up to the bar and talks to the bartender and says, hello, I'm looking to see if you have a message.
Oh, a new person. It's late. You're here kind of late. What's your name, sir?
I forgot. Hold on. I have notes. I wrote down, but forgot to look before this moment. Ah, that's correct. My name is Votek.
Votek. Let me see. And she
it
kind of...
might be under just Dragonfly.
Dragonfly. She starts rifling through, like, a... like, Will's like little container. And she goes, Dragonfly, Votek. Here. And she holds up a scroll and very proudly. Here you are, mister. And she hands it to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let them know. Can you leave a message here in case anyone asks for me?
Sure. And she says, hold, please. And she toggles back over there and grabs some pen and parchment. And she's ready and she looks at you expectantly.
I have arrived. I will be back in 6 fortnight.
Have arrived. Be back. 6 fortnight?
You heard. Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure, mister. That's all.
Thank you.
And 12 then she... weeks?
That's a long time.
And she folds it up and stamps it. Seals it shut.
Okay. I'm going to now wander back out. And I'm going to read a little bit of a scroll in the woods.
Oh, no.
Do you want us to take your headphones off?
sure.
Yeah. Oh, we need headphones off?
Shit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I definitely would not be telling you.
Yeah, because if
it,
I didn't know about this far, I don't want to know anything else until
yeah. Right.
It's known okay. to me.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, damn it, Kyle. Let me think for a second. Okay, so the person that you're contacting is one of your contacts.
Yeah, so usually most of my contacts are of the information gathering variety. Okay. So basically the general rule of thumb is I am a collector of difficult to find information.
Okay.
And, you know, so
yeah.
The kind of contacts that I'd be looking for are ones that know that they've got something that's very difficult to access or just is otherwise unobtainable.
Okay. So, what you get is a note that reads something along the lines of the war that occurred was between a group claiming to have been from the fallen empire of Avasak. They have joined forces with loyalists to Alinea that were part of the chosen people of the southern nations. They seem to be fighting under one banner, and the banner is that of the true God. And then there's a little picture at the bottom.
Oh, like what the banner looks like?
Yeah. And it's the banner, the insignia on it is actually a mask. It's like a mask with two different faces. Like one half of it is elven, and then the other half of it is just like, it's an ambiguous dark face.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so with that, I would just, you know, resume the form of Urpax.
Okay.
And mosey my way back to the bar.
All right. So let's get everyone back here. So this is what this is like.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Okay. So if Pax, you find your way back to your room,
yep.
No one really seems to notice you. Everyone's kind of gone for the night. He's in the back.
I go to sleep.
All right. Anyone else going to do anything? I think that's everyone, actually. Clover's out. Yep. All right. So you guys get your long rest in. And in the morning, you are awoken to the smell of bacon, eggs, and a rooster in the distance.
I'm going to make a con check to see if I was able to get up early.
Yeah. Go ahead.
21.
Yeah, you're able to get up. You
generally, here's my thought on it. It's my first time drinking, and I'm young. I feel like I wouldn't have a hangover.
No, you probably wouldn't have a hangover, but that doesn't mean you'd feel awesome.
Yeah, I don't feel awesome, but I'm definitely mowing down some greasy breakfast before you guys get up.
That's fair. And listen, I would say I didn't get hangovers when I was young. I did sometimes wake up and yak all over the place, though.
Yes, I did do that. So you guys might have heard like some puking sounds from the lavatory last night or this morning. But
I think when Fawnell sees the breakfast available, he kind of looks a little discouraged and looks at Lacey. He's like, do you have anything that's not a product of animals?
Oh, did you say it was only vegetarians?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, hang on. And
I didn't know it was only meat, or I would have had vegetarian stuff as well.
Yeah. Well, in that case, she would have provided a vegetarian entree for a breakfast. It's a salad because Lauren can't think of what a vegetarian entree for breakfast would be.
Fruit
and veggies.
A vegetarian granola. They eat yogurt.
A nice oatmeal.
Yeah, there we go. And some squeezed oranges.
Maybe some flapjacks.
I like it better that she just constantly serves like salad because she has no idea.
I think Fawnell would like
vegetarians.
I think Fawnell
head of lettuce.
Yeah, just lettuce.
I think Fawnell.
Like go ahead. Sorry.
I think Fawnell sees this as like she's like doing extra work for him, so he gives like a small blessing. He's like, "Thank you."
Oh no, not a problem. Y'all are my guests. Now.
Clover would say, "Morning, sir."
Good morning, Clover. How do you feel today?
I feel pretty good. Ready to take on the day.
Yes, I'm excited for this adventure. It's kind of my first adventure.
It's my first adventure too, but you know, it's It should be fun. Let's just hope no one has to sacrifice themselves, because sometimes that happens in adventures that I've read about.
Yes.
At this point, I would say Urpax comes in too and goes, you know, that's not quite as common as you might think.
Yes.
Oh, no, sir. I read all about it. If you read some of the history books, you would know that Colin sacrificed himself and Lux sacrificed herself.
Sonny, I've been reading history books since before you were alive. I've read the history books. If there's a book, I've read it.
Were you there?
Not that old.
Which I was that old, right? I mean, I guess mathematically
speaking. I think you would have been alive.
Oh, all right. I was out of town.
But so you weren't there, sir? I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, I've read historical accounts from first-person sources, sir. And I'm pretty sure I know what occurred myself there.
At this point, Raquel's probably going to come down and, like, you know, grab a bunch of food and probably is overhearing this.
Yes, sacrifice can be a noble cause, but a lot of times it is founded to be unnecessary. Death is always should be considered the last option.
I would think it would be the last option that you would have, because it's death,
depends,
sir.
Depends on what problem you're trying to solve.
Yes,
and then I look over at Throden.
Throden will say, death and life are part of a cycle.
As he has like a drow finger hanging out of his mouth.
I'm going to put my salad. I have like a salad bite right near my mouth. I'm going to set it down on the plate and push the salad slightly away from myself. As though I am complete with my eating.
Throden will also kind of lean in and say, I think the person here may have tried to poison you.
What? What?
That drink knocked you unconscious.
It was a pretty strong alcohol, you know, but I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know my limits, so I'm going to try and be more careful about that going forward.
Mm-hmm. Here in these parts, these people, the folks pay extra to get knocked out like that.
Alcohol's bad for the body and the soul.
As Raquel's throwing back wine.
Yeah, I was like, Fennel, darling, you just do not know how to live your life. You are way too young to really give that kind of opinion. Plus, don't they have booze in trees? Oh, I guess
booze.
Not. Booze. Did I say booze? I don't know, whatever. My internet's shit right now. And
it's like, some monasteries may produce alcohol, but the Monastery of the Sun and Branch did not. We believed in keeping the body and the spirit pure. And there's other ways of having fun in the forest.
Give me one.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't worry about it. If you didn't hear it, it's not important.
Uh-huh. But yes, having a pure body and mind helps your spirit become stronger, and therefore you can explore the world around you with clear eyes.
You guys see Clover trot on over to the bar. And he walks over to the bar and he says, because what was the bartender's name?
Lacey.
Excuse me, ma'am, Lacey?
Yeah, what can I do for ya?
So I used to see some people drink some drink in the morning, and I think it was called a Bloody Elenia.
Oh.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Can I order one of those?
We can have it a happy morning. We'll call it a happy morning. We don't call them Bloody Elenias. And then she goes back to the back and starts mixing it.
Raquel screams, make that two!
You got it! And then she makes another one and produces it for you guys. Okay. There! And she's watching expectantly. You're welcome. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. And I pay her.
Oh, no, darling. No, I got this one. That was a great idea. And then
Thank you. I heard about it. Some of the people in Haven drink them. I just wanted to try one for myself.
Absolutely, dear. And I'm going to go to cheers you.
And I cheers. And what does it taste like?
A Bloody Elenia.
Tomato juice.
Tomato juice. So it is like juice. A legit thing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. With a little, I mean, Lauren personally has never had a Bloody Mary, plot twist. So Stephanie, what does it taste like?
Oh, like
tomato-y and
Tabasco, a little bit of celery.
Oh, I gotta get some Worcestershire in there.
God, now I want a Bloody Mary.
Fuck me too. I love Bloody Marys, man.
And that's what Clover and Raquel have for breakfast. I mean, part of their breakfast, not for breakfast. I don't know. Raquel might have that for breakfast.
A Bloody Elenia, part of a balanced, nutritious breakfast.
That's your vegan breakfast right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, probably not.
Fennel just like raises his shoulders like, eh, and continues eating his salad.
Raquel, as you go to pay Lacey, she stops you and she says, y'all are going to take care of the hags, right?
Do I hear this?
Of course, darling.
Probably, yeah. Okay, well, it's on the house then, okay?
I say, we sure are, ma'am, because we're fine adventurers. We're on the case.
Yeah. You have fun, kids. She trots back to do her daily preparations. All right. And you guys consume your breakfast, and I assume you guys toggle on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go to the barn, your horses and your cart are there, you hook them up, and you're good to go.
Okay.
My zombie's still there?
Your zombie's still there, but this time he's actually sitting up. Like, he's not, his tarp has been, like, draped down to, like, have his waist, but he's sitting up looking around.
Throden, sir? Throden? Are yes. you a practitioner of, ecromancy, nay?
I do not understand what this word you speak is.
My mom said not to use that word. It has to do with bringing dead things back to life.
Well, that is what has happened here.
Clover's eyes go wide as he kind of purses his lips shut and then just climbs into the front of the wagon without a word.
I think Falnell just like climbs up and like grabs the reins for the horses.
I'm going to pull that away from you, dex check to do so, and then I'm going to roll an animal handling check.
Wow.
He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Dex 12.
14.
So you take the reins?
Yep.
Clover looks indignant, and he says, you know, sir, I have read quite a bit about this, and if you saw yesterday, I was able to handle the wagon quite well myself.
You did, but I'm handling horses myself.
Okay, well. I am going to try to take it away from him. Okay? Fennel, Clover here did a great job yesterday.
I think he would have to contest against you too, wouldn't he?
I was getting ready to say, yeah.
No, that's fine. That's what I'm going to say as I'm trying to yank it from him is, darling, he did a great job yesterday. Let him continue.
Fennel, go ahead and make me that check.
I think when he realizes more than one person is interested in with it, he's like, very well, I shall walk beside the horses.
You can do it later, sir. I'm just, I think I got a pretty good handle on this, and we're on kind of a timeline.
Very well.
And here comes the poor animal handling check. Actually, 23, animal handling.
Nice, nice. So, Clover,
I'd like to say I'm asleep in the back already.
Yeah, probably. Clover's handed the reins, and he sits there very confidently, and let's go. And it takes off.
As he does so, as he's holding the reins, I'm going to pull out my bag of tricks and pull a ball of fluff out of it, and a giant elk appears next to the wagon.
Sean, that says...
It's a badger.
Oh, sorry, giant badger. And he says, come on, Jerry.
So you have Jerry with you.
Jerry's sitting next to me.
Jerry is sitting next to you.
With Raquel.
With Raquel.
Yes, I was like, I'm up there with you.
Okay. Let me get this pulled. Okay.
And Fennel is just like jogging beside the horses.
Asleep in the back of the cart.
Okay. Do we need to like... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, Turtle's looking at the short sword again. Does it still have that weird purple?
Yeah, but it's super duper dry now. And as you're kind of like looking at it, the zombie like kind of like pats you on the shoulder and points down at his arm. And as he holds out his arm and you start looking deeper at it, you see that there's bite marks on his arm, but it's a very distinctive bite mark pattern.
Are you about to have a vampire zombie?
No.
I'm jealous. I want a vampire zombie.
Right?
Why does Ben get a vampire zombie?
Throden, you recognize this bite pattern. It's you've seen this many times, but it doesn't make sense.
No, Throden looks at the weird purple blood. He takes the sword away from the zombie and, like, licks it.
Okay, so you lick the sword. And it's been dry.
It's been dry. Just D&D things.
Just D&D behind you.
You
lick
the sword. Sounds like a bad porn. And you get the tang taste of blood, but mixed with something, I don't want to say poisonous, but something very, it's like a tainted taste of blood. You got that coppery taste, but then something sour. You're not sure how to really define it. It doesn't taste like, I guess, anything you've ever tasted before.
Okay. Well, that was good. That was basically going to be my question, was like, is this like a creature that I've eaten before, or is this...
Definitely not like a creature you've eaten before.
Does it taste like chicken? Does it...
Like rotten chicken.
Rotten chicken blood. Got it.
Rotten chicken blood, exactly.
No, but that's something he's had before, so...
That would be something he's had before, but...
Season 5, The Revenge of Bok Bok. Yeah.
After 4 seasons, he gets his revenge.
Bok Bok's coming for ya.
That's the episode 200 special.
Bok Bok's revenge. But yeah, that is what you kind of gather from that. It's nothing you've ever tasted before. It's nothing you've ever really seen before. Even in nature, this is foreign to you.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. And y'all are trotting along.
Do we need to do a check to find our way? Did we get proper directions? Or?
So she gave you a generic direction and kind of pointed down a beaten path. But to stay on this path and keep following it, I am going to need a survival check.
Okay, and then what's her name? Raquel, assist?
Yeah.
Because she's up front shotgun with me, so...
Yep. Yeah, so what do you need?
Advantage.
I thought it was just a plus 2. Or is that... I don't know.
If she's helping, it's advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. 22.
Delightful.
Which I'm glad you assisted.
Yes. Clover, you are here today. This is your first big adventure. You're ready for this. You and Raquel are sitting at the front and you're watching everything, trying to make sure you don't fall off the path or anything like that. Raquel points out a couple different paths and you're able to pick up the trail of the horse pretty easily. And you guys keep traveling. So as you travel, you start traveling into this forest. It takes about a couple hours in, and then you realize it's silent. It's almost deadly silent around you. Birds have stopped chirping. There's no wildlife anywhere around. And even though it's dark out, it just feels like this forest gradually progresses into a gloomy, depressed area.
Can I like take a quick look around? Like, yeah. Keep an eye out?
Yeah, roll me a perception check.
7.
7. Okay. Fennel.
My curse is coming back.
It's okay. It's okay. We're good. Fennel, you're sitting on the back of this wagon and... You're next. My bad, dude. So Fennel, you're walking next to the wagon. You're looking out, trying to make sure nothing crazy pops up. You see something a little bit off the path. It looks like a humanoid form. And then as you kind of squint your eyes to get a better look at it, it disappears.
So as it got like eerily silent, Urpax just all of a sudden is no longer sleeping and is starting to kind of be a little bit more aware of his surroundings and looking around as well.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a perception check
Oh, I'm bad at perception. That's good. 12.
12. Urpax, you see something a little disturbing. You see a red tiefling laying in the middle of the forest, just a little bit off the path.
Alive? Dead? Like, just, all I can see is a tiefling laying.
Laying. You can see the horns, you can see the tail. They're on the ground, face all right. down.
I motion to Clover to halt the wagon.
All right, okay. I halt the wagon.
And okay. I'm trying to be, you know, like do it with, you know, just hand signals. I try to point off in the distance and draw everyone's attention to the tiefling.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm going
real fast. You guys don't see it.
Oh, we don't see it?
You don't see the tiefling. Even like you looked where he's pointing at the spot. You don't see it.
Perception just to.
Yeah.
13.
Clover, you see where he's pointing? You're not sure what he's pointing at, and as you're kind of looking around to see what else is out there, you also see two figures prone on the ground as well.
Okay.
And
can I see what the figures are?
You kind of squint, and are you going to move closer?
Yes.
Okay, so you hop down off the wagon, you start walking that way, and you see it's the form of your parents.
I run over, and I'm...
Can I roll to make a grab at like his clothing and like halt him from running?
You're going to have to do competing acrobatics, I believe.
Natty 20.
Oh, done.
8.
Yeah. So, Clover, you see your parents and you start running, and Urpax just reaches around and just grabs you.
No, it's my mom. Shh, no, shh, sure. Shh, I'm screaming.
The woods have a great many things that are not as they seem, boy.
You didn't do anything to try and calm me, though. You just said that, right?
I mean, that's me trying to calm you.
So you don't understand. And then
I understand a great deal more than you, and you need to calm down.
Arcana check to see if there's magic-y things happening around here.
Okay.
17.
As you're kind of looking around, you see that mists are starting to fill in, like kind of form in. And you think that maybe that may have something to do with it, but you're not really sure. It could be a vision. It could be just an illusion. They could be real. It's hard to tell right now from where you're at if this is something magical occurring.
And I say, sir, there could be something strange going on here, but we have to know.
We can know in a way that doesn't involve us running and screaming into it.
Well, then what do you propose, sir?
A careful approach.
Throden motions to his zombie.
And your zombie stands up and just looks at you, ready for instruction.
Allow this one to go and inspect the area, if it is a trap.
A great idea.
All right, so you send your zombie out to where Clover and Urpax were pointing at. The zombie goes out there, and did you give him back his short sword?
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes out there, goes to the spot, raises up his short sword and like attacks the ground a couple times to make sure.
Do I see
there.
It like hacking at my parents?
He yes.
Dex check.
Oh no!
That didn't pan out as well as I'd like to have.
Okay.
8.
Hold on, I didn't have stats for this. I should have like a Google.
No, stop.
Dex check. He said.
Yeah, I did an 8 to be unhanded by Urpax.
Urpax. Go ahead and make that check, my dude.
What am I making?
Strength Dex, athletics? Or
strength athletics. I'm trying to escape your grip.
Can I acrobatics? To like wrangle and not let you slip out from my grasp? Very dexy. That's good. That definitely makes more sense. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's either that or persuasion, right? Yeah, how about that?
I just did a straight up dex check. Should I have done acrobatics?
You could do strength athletics hold on.
Because it would have been you got me held. You've got me held.
21.
I don't know how acrobatics holds me, but
it
does.
I'm very nimble and responsive to your movements to keep you firmly grasped.
Sir, let go of me.
So
it's my parents.
Clover, as you're watching the zombie hack into it, it seems like the sword is going through with no problem. There's
going
no
through?
It's like the sword is going through your parents, no problem. Like there's no resistance, like there's no body. And as the zombie is hacking at what you can see is your parents, they dissipate. And you also, Urpax, as you look around to see where the zombie was first with the tiefling body, it is also gone.
At this point, I shirk his grasp and cross my arms like an indignant teenager and walk back to the cart. and I sit down next to Raquel.
Part
grumpy.
Of being, and I, can I walk over to you and just say, part of being an adventurer is knowing that you're going to see things and knowing how to react to them. If you run into every action with your sword drawn, you're bound to get stabbed before you do any good help.
I'm just going to kind of look away, arms crossed, look away from you, a little grumpy. But, like, you get a sense that that I know you're right. I just don't want to say it.
That's fair.
That's very fair. All right. And you guys mosey on. As you guys continue through on this path, you see more and more images like this.
We probably have ended up in the hag's territory.
Are we still able to follow this path?
Mm-hmm. You are.
Actually, I forgot to do this before, but can I roll like a history check to know like what I was 16. Do I know any stories of the hags?
They love to barter.
They love to barter. Okay.
They love to barter and they love misery.
And they love what?
To make people miserable.
Okay, cool.
You also know that they are, depending on who you are, they can be a force to reckon with.
Okay.
And you also know that sometimes hags, there's either a single hag or they tend to come in covens. A coven of hags makes up three hags.
Okay. So it's either going to be one hag or a trio of hags, more than likely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I convey none of this to the group.
Okay. clip-clop, clip-clop. We're still making our way through.
So you guys start continuing down this path, and about another 30 minutes passes, and you see a little bit, and there starts to become a clearing into this forest. And in the middle of the clearing, there is a house that stands on what look like two giant chicken legs.
And like actual chicken legs?
They look like two actual giant chicken legs, and the house is suspended up from them. There's a set of stairs that lead up to a porch that would lead into the house. The house looks rickety. It looks old. It looks worn down and kind of gross.
Don't think I've ever seen a house like that before.
And you see that there's actually like a garden with a couple animals also out to the side. And you guys, as you approach, there's a pig that just kind of looks up and snorts at you, and a horse with a saddle on it just ignoring you completely and eating grass. Grazing. There we go.
Do they look healthy and well taken care of?
Well, yeah. The horse, as much as they can. So what do you do?
Should we knock the door?
Is this a normal form of building for you people?
No, sir. I don't think I've ever seen a house like this.
I probably have no room to talk because I did live on top of a tree.
I've lived a great many places, but not anyone like this.
As you guys are standing there discussing everything, the door opens, and a small child with a dirty dress, and she just looks a little dirty, walks out, and she has a bucket, and she's struggling with the weight of it, and she's going down the steps and going out to the hog pen and throwing something out there. It looks
like
slosh.
Is she paying attention to us at all?
I mean, she hasn't yet.
I think
she's also very in the zone.
I think Fondel yells up, is like, hello.
She stops what she's doing and looks up at you and drops her bucket, her eyes wide.
No need to be frightened. We're here just to talk.
She takes off. She runs back up up to the porch.
I'm going to cast message at her and say, we don't mean you any harm.
And she doesn't say anything back. She goes straight inside and slams the door shut.
Did I say something wrong?
No, I mean, you were polite enough.
It is likely not safe in this forest. She likely knew to hide from strangers.
I think that the best course of action would be to go knock and make ourselves known.
I think the best idea would be to just keep moving.
I have to agree with Erpax. I mean, really, why are we getting involved in meeting strangers?
Isn't this where we're supposed to be going? Is this where we're supposed to be going?
That's what I thought.
Does the trail stop here? Because there is a horse. Lauren?
Yes.
Does the trail stop here?
The trail does stop here.
Does that horse look like a drow horse?
It does indeed.
Oh, okay. Do I recognize it?
Yes, you would.
Okay, perfect. Then like, I retcon everything I said. Dallings, I totally agree with Clover. I think we need to go make friends. And then Raquel's going to go off.
Well, shit, I've been outvoted.
Raquel.
All right. Well, and does
how tall are you, Raquel?
Oh, shit. How old? I think I'm like 5'8 or 9.
Okay, so a 5'8 human and a 2'6 mouse go trotting off towards this house.
All right, so you guys trot up to the house. Is everyone following or?
Yeah. I am.
Okay. Or yeah. Pax, what are you doing? You're going? Okay.
I'm following. I got upvoted.
Okay. Is Jerry going?
Is Jerry yes, going? Jerry. Jerry's, okay. Jerry's coming.
Okay. I just kind of put you guys in a generic little order. Ben, do you need a token for your zombie?
I'll have the zombie stay with the cart.
Okay. That's fair. So you guys go up on the porch, and as you get on the porch, it's creaky. It does not look stable at all. You also notice, as you're getting closer to the door, that there's twigs and vines woven to make sigils, it looks like, random symbols that hang on the front porch. And as you guys grow close to the door, you smell something just absolutely delectable coming from inside.
Can I roll like a religion check to see if I recognize the sigils?
Yeah.
21.
21.
I'm going to do an arcana as well.
Yeah. These hold no power. It's more of a superstition kind of thing to keep away bad luck, essentially, which is interesting for hags, but it's more of to keep away bad luck and for protection.
Right.
With my 13, I'm more enamored by the chicken feet than anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You've never seen anything or heard anything like this before. It looks really cool.
So I guess Raquel and I get to the door then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I like listen at the door, or you know, is there like a window that I can peek into?
There doesn't appear to be any windows on the front side of the house. It seems to be on the side.
You do hear Clover say, "Eavesdropping isn't polite, ma'am. Maybe we should just knock."
Listen, darling, I've been doing this a lot longer than you have. Listen first.
Okay.
All right, roll me your perception check.
Okay, perfect. Oh fuck. 6.
You hear. You hear muffled voices, that's it.
Well, little Clover, I've always found that the element of surprise is a lot more successful than just knocking on the door. You really think knocking on the door is the best way to handle this?
Well, I mean, it's the politest way.
Oh, well, are you guys being quiet?
No, I'm I'm absolutely not. I'm having conversation.
Yeah. The door swings open.
Hello, I'm sorry we didn't knock. I tried to convince that we should. Hello?
A little lady is standing, or an older lady is standing there. She looks very human. Oh, hello, dearie. Have you come for some pie?
No, we're just coming to find something that my friend lost. That someone on that horse took it. And he points down at the horse.
Oh, well, come in, come in. And she opens the door and beckons all of you to come in.
Yeah,
insight
walk in.
Check.
Okay.
6.
We are doing great, Sean.
Hang on.
So this is what it's like to adventure in this group.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. So I would. Can
Matt,
I walk
the
into
player
the room?
Would Matt the player would want to roll insight, but Fonel probably wouldn't.
I'm sorry. Yes, Raquel, what'd you say?
Can I walk into the room, but like have my back up against like?
Yeah.
The wall, just so I can see everything in front of me.
I'm mildly suspicious as well, only because that horse is here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like, when I enter the house, I'm going to like pull my clothing tight and kind of walk with a hunch and basically kind of slow. Like I'm a little bit, like I'm, you know, like I'm an old man.
Yeah, so go ahead and move your characters. Like you can see the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so go ahead and move your characters to where you want to be at.
So I'm probably like right there.
It is
that's
a close.
The door.
Oh, I'm next to Raquel then.
Yeah, probably right there. It is a close.
I'm like right
tight
behind
space.
You guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Because it is a small circular house. But here you are, and inside the house you see baubles of random things. You see an oven in the back, and it looks like there's something cooking in there. And there's one old lady hunched over it. And as you guys walk in, she's pulling out a pie and putting it down on the table. She goes, oh, we have guests. Welcome. Welcome to our home. There's a set of stairs that are over in the back corner. And there's just a random book. There's like bookshelves just filled with random junk.
So there's just a bunch of stuff here, right?
They look like hoarders live here.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna whisper to Raquel and say, there's a bunch of stuff here, ma'am. Is any of it yours?
I look at the older ladies. Like, thank you for allowing us into your home.
Oh no, thank you for being here. Our little girl, you scared her. You gave her quite a scare.
I do apologize for that. I hope you forgive me for that.
Oh, of course, of course. Now, what can we do for you? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't introduce myself. This is the first lady who opened the door. My name is Granny Zella, and this here is Auntie Mildred. And Auntie Mildred in the back just kind of waves, and you see her with plates for everyone, and she's cutting into the pie and serving it onto plates.
Do we see that little girl?
Roll me a perception check.
19.
So you're looking around for the little girl, and you have to look up the stairs, and you see two little eyes watching. And as soon as you guys make eye contact, she and she goes back into hiding.
And my dear, all we need is the drow. I know a drow is near here. Have you seen the drow? And if so, I would like to speak with him.
The drow. She chaps her chin. Mildred, do you recall seeing a drow? And Mildred shakes her head. No, I think he left this morning, right? Oh, yes, he did leave this morning.
But why did he leave his horse here then, ma'ams?
I don't know. Drow work in a mysterious way.
And I'm here, sorry, didn't you say you hadn't seen a drow? And then you said I'm one old. Left this morning?
I'm Which... old. I have terrible memory.
Oh,
you know how that is.
I do. I do.
Lauren, I'm going to say to Clover, darling, and I'm going to whisper this, can you tell one of your grand tales? Can you tell these women one of your grand tales? I'm going to go look around the room while you do that.
Oh,
keep them
sure,
distracted.
Ma'am. Okay. Why don't we have a nice little pie break and I can tell you a little bit about ourselves while we try and figure out what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely.
And can I grab him also and say, don't eat the pie?
Sure. It would be a great delight. Come, come. As she motions, she's pulling out chairs. And Grandma Zilla pulls out chairs for everyone to sit around the
small. What kind of pie does it smell like?
It smells like a minced meat pie. And it's getting kind of around lunch, but smells really good.
Okay.
So, Lauren, he's telling the story, can I sneak around and search for either the drow or my artifact?
So here's the thing. It's kind of hard to sneak around this house because it's a closed space.
And it's a tiny little room, right?
Tiny little room. So you can just, how do you want to play it out? You can do a quick perception check or
whatever you think is best. I mean, like if he's like telling this grandiose story, like I could, in theory, walk around the room and just peek at things or look underneath the table. Like I'm not talking searching, just like kind of
general looking around.
Yeah. If something seemed out of place or I don't know.
So I'll sit down at the table and just kind of be like, have you guys ever heard about Colin? And I start going off on this long diatribe about something Colin did. And kind of performance, I guess, to hold their interest. A crit fail.
And when he starts telling a story that's just absolutely dreadful and doesn't make sense, I'd like to jump in and start to tell the true story of Colin as remembered by the bards through the ages.
Yeah,
I roll a 14 performance check.
Beautiful. Okay, so go ahead. And they would have gone over here and Auntie Mildred has passed out the pies on the plates, and they seem super engrossed with your story, Airpax. Raquel,
Clover
you're kind
as
of
well.
Clover, yeah. Fennel and Airpax, can you place yourselves in the room?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. I just put myself, basically here.
Okay,
if I was searching around, I'd probably be over here.
I think when they offer the pie, he explains, like, I'm sorry, I don't eat anything with meat in it.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I do not wish to appear rude.
Oh, no, you're not rude. Not yet. At least sometimes it happens. does anyone actually eat the pie or nah?
Throden will taste it.
Throden, I need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
See, that's why you just don't eat everything, Ben.
12.
You fail. So, Throden, you take a bite of this pie and you just taste all the juicy meat that's in it and you realize this tastes kind of familiar. And then you just space out. Your eyes just kind of dilate and you're back at home with your clan and you're happy.
What do we see?
Throden just kind of goes quiet and he just seems like he's incapacitated. And you're going to be incapacitated for 4 or 8 hours.
Damn.
So Throden just zones out and he's still holding the pie. Like the fork is still kind of like lifted up to his face. And he just slowly just kind of drops it. He's relaxed. And he's just kind of staring off into space.
Throden, sir?
Oh, the pie does that sometimes. It's just so good. It just...
Wait, what did you do to him?
Oh, nothing. He ate pie. Pie is just really good. You should try a bite.
No, ma'am. I'm a vegetarian. Thank you. Something's Raquel, not right here.
Roll me a perception check, Raquel, one more time.
Okay.
I need a perception and a stealth, because at this point, they're kind of...
Okay, perception. God!
may I, like, look around the room, like, quickly see if there's anything that catches my eye?
Hang on a second. Let me see what their passive is real fast.
But I have not told you guys what I'm looking...
Well, it's more of like, do I see anything that's like out of the ordinary or things?
No,
like
no, that's fair.
There's a lot out of the ordinary here because it's such a weird house. You see weird baubles, but if you're trying to get like a read of the room, that would be a insight check.
Okay, let's see. 20.
They're definitely up to something. This isn't nothing really seems, nothing feels as it should. It's no pie should put someone into a weird trance-like state.
I'm gonna say, ma'am, I'm sorry about this, but we need to find out what's going on here, and I'm gonna cast Hold Person as a third level spell so I can target both of them. So they need to make wisdom saving throws.
All right, well, and so begins the fight with some hags.
I was like, though my friend's a little hasty about that, this is like, he does bring up a point, is like,
Old person, what's the DC save on that level?
It's going to be 14 wisdom.
Wisdom? Okay. And they technically get advantage, but I'm pretty sure that passes.
hey, Lauren?
Yes, my love.
If they're actually hags, I don't think they're humanoids, so they're immune to the spell anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know you're
Clover
right.
Clover doesn't know that.
Right. Is whole person technically a charm?
Let me see. I don't think it's a charm.
I don't think so. No, it's an enchantment spell, but it's not charm.
Okay, so they would still have to make the save for these ones. And as you say that...
tried to handle this amiably without any fighting.
Their forms drop, and you see two very dark old woman figures, and they look pissed. We welcome you into our home, and this is how you treat us?
Ma'am, I meant no harm. That's why I didn't try to hurt you.
We're gonna fight! And I need to roll initiative.
Oh, dear.
Remember, you guys plus six temporary hit points.
I gotta do the initiative checker. Don't roll yet. Hold on. Oh, I got this. I got this. Strong and independent DM. I got this.
You don't need no Ben.
I don't need no Ben. Just kidding. Oh, I got it! Hey!
Make sure you clear it out, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Fennel, with the 23, you go first. They have turned into these ugly, grotesque creatures, and they look pissed.
When I know I don't really have a choice but to fight, I just go ahead.
Okie dokie.
Let's see. Need to check something real quick. I am going to attack with my gauntlets.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
Negatory.
extra attack.
Okay.
24.
24 will hit. Okay. And with the gauntlets, what kind of damage is this?
It's a bludgeoning damage, but it is magical.
All right, so they take 10 points of damage?
Yep.
Which one are you hitting?
The one right here.
Okay, cool.
And I use a key point for two more attacks.
All right.
Ooh.
No one knows. you get one punch in, and she just growls at you. It's like, you little shit.
I'm sorry, but I just
you will be.
Can we just like talk?
Clover, it's your turn.
So you said that this is kind of like a hoarder's house, right? So there's a bunch of trinkets and stuff like that. Anything kind of small weighs about 5 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, there's a jar that's filled with like eyeballs.
I'm going to cast catapult.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Which basically throws that object at them. And give me 1 second because I haven't typed it into the thing. They need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Both of them are just one?
Just one. I'm going to attack the one that is right here.
Okay. Dexterity, you said?
Yes. And I believe that's against my spell save DC.
Yep.
8. I'm trying to make sure I don't have advantage. Nope, I don't have advantage on that.
They fail, so they're going to take 3d8 bludgeoning damage, and so is the jar.
Okay.
Okay, 11 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then Clover's going to look down at Jerry and say, "Get him, Jerry!" And then that's going to end his turn, but Jerry's going to go up and attack, and he's going to multi-attack. He's going to make one with his bite and one with his claws, a 7 with his bite and a 15 with his claws.
Both miss.
Okay. And that's Clover's turn.
All right, Urpax, it's your turn.
Okay, so Urpax is going to slowly walk up like he's hobbled. Now, if I got to about here where I'm close to everybody else, would this be considered like flanking or no? This would be only flanking. This one right here, right?
I believe so, correct.
Nah, I don't like that.
Sorry,
though.
Pathfinder and D&D rules start crossing over at this point.
All right, that's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I'm going to go here. I'm not going to worry about advantage. And I'm just going to walk over and basically take my walking stick as I get close, pick it up in two hands, and just try to bonk her in the head with it. Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does hit.
So here's the beauty of it. Now, that's just 2 bludgeoning damage. And so it just seems like an old man walked up and hits her. But as soon as she gets hit in the head, all of a sudden I'm going to cast in one of my bardic inspiration points and deal 11 psychic damage to her as well. As this causes a psychic attack that is an extra bonus little fun thing.
Fantastic. Okay.
And that's it. So 13 damage to that
hag. Delightful. Rodan is still spaced out. Raquel, it is your turn.
Ugh.
Things have escalated.
I know. And so Lauren, would I feel that there's really no chance of me finding my stuff? Like,
you're not sure. You're not sure. There's just so much stuff in this house. Okay. It's hard to find.
All right. That's fine. So I'm going to use...
We'll have more time to search when they're dead.
I know, but I'm kind of like selfish like that, where I just don't care. Okay, so I'm going to run up to this hag, and then I'm going to use my rapier.
Okay.
And does a 21 hit?
A 21
does...
I
have other things. I have other bonuses.
You get sneak attack.
Right, sneak attack. That's what I was looking for. oh, but that's just advantage, right?
No, that's an extra 3d6 damage.
Is it 3d6? Okay, cool. So, one moment, Lauren.
Yeah.
All right, so that is 20 piercing damage. And then I can also... Can I uncanny dodge with that, too?
As a bonus action?
Oh, no, sorry. I was trying to think about, like, pulling back, but I think I'm okay. I'll be right.
Okay. You can do that for free if you attack her, Steph.
Yeah. No. I understand. But that makes me move away, right?
If you want, yes.
Yeah. I just want to move just a little bit away. A smidge. Okay.
And what action were you taking for that one?
She doesn't have to take an action because she attacked her.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I'm super sneaky.
Super sneaky, super fast. All right. So that is your turn. All right. And now it's theirs. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay. So, let me see here. All right. So, this sister is going to step up next to her. And I need for Fennel and Throden. I think you actually would know. Throden wouldn't make the save. But, Fennel, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 16.
16. Okay. Jokey, you pass, you take half damage as a streak of lightning bolt comes at you. So that's going to be 15 points of damage. Throden, you take 30. And you're snapped out of your stupor. And then and then the other hag just looks at you like, you just put him back into battle. Oh, stupid. I have to do everything myself. And Fennel, I need you to please make me a charisma saving throw.
Three.
Oopsies. That's not supposed to happen, but that's what happened.
Oh.
You're polymorphed into a tiny toad.
Teeny tiny toad.
Teeny tiny toad. And then...
Yay.
Yep, that's gonna be their turn. So...
Counterspell.
Counterspell? Okay, at what level?
Third.
Third, okay. So polymorph is at a fourth level spell. Let me triple check that. Hold on, it's either a third or fourth.
Spoiler alert, my strategy was I was just gonna kill the frog.
So, Sean, I need you to make me a concentration check, right?
It's a spellcasting ability check.
Spellcasting ability check, thank you.
How do I do that?
So you need to roll a d20.
So it's basically just your intelligence check.
Yeah.
17.
Yep, so she points her finger to cast counterspell, or to cast that spell at Fennel, and you just quickly, boop, counterspell it, and she just growls, oh, you little shit. And then that is their turn. Fennel, top of the round.
I look at the hag and it's like, well, there's no need for name calling. And I just decide to punch. There's a 15 hit. Jesus. 18.
Yes.
That's going to be 8 points, and I'll spend another key point.
Okay.
For two more strikes. Actually, wait. Oh my god.
15 does not hit.
I just can't hit. We're shit today.
Mm-mm. All right. Next is Clover.
Clover reaches into his little pouch and is going to pull out another friend, which is going to be Chubbs the Boar.
Chubbs the Boar is coming to the playing field. Pull,
yep, and so you see a very fat pig hop out as Clover says, "Get him, Chubbs!" And Chubbs is going to run over to the other hag. And so it's going to be, we'll go with Jerry first.
Okay.
Jerry's going to do a double attack. So it'll be a bite and claws.
Miss.
Okay. Then Chubbs. Chubbs will do, where is it? He's going to charge, so move at least 20 feet straight towards the target. Oh, he wouldn't be able to run straight towards it, would he?
No.
Okay, then he's just going to go up and tusk him.
Tusk. Ooh, a natural 20.
Yep.
Nice. So, nice. 6 points total?
No.
Yeah.
Because I need to roll another DC. Oh, is that crit?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, yep. So I did that total. Okay.
Yep, 6 as the tusks gore into one of their legs.
She just kind of kicks at him. You're going to taste delicious later. And then it's Urpax. It's your turn.
I'm going to, let's see. I guess I'm just going to... I'm going to just do the exact same thing, or, no, ooh, let's see. No, I can't do that. I think I'm just going to actually just hit them with my cane again.
Okay.
Just, you know. Really good. How is that zero damage? Hold on.
It's okay, 13 does not hit.
All right. Okay, that was a bad hit. All right, cool.
All right. Anything else?
Nope, that was a bad turn.
Throden, you're up. You've taken a shit ton of damage. And you see these two disgusting hags in front of you.
So you're not in your little stupor anymore?
He's no longer in his stupor.
I have been zapped out of it. Also, Kyla, is that supposed to be a plus one staff?
Yeah.
Because it's not adding a plus one.
Interesting. Okay. I'll fiddle with that.
So Throden is going to snarl at the hags, and then release a puff of spores from the mushrooms on his back.
Okay.
And it'll do two things. One, he's going to inhale them, and he seems to be invigorated by this.
Did he just get high off of mushrooms?
Off his own supply?
And also, some of the spores are going to settle on Fennel.
Okay.
Okay, then.
And if it'll roll, there we go. You get back 8 hit points.
Ooh,
and
thank you.
I gain 20 temporary hit points.
Oh, nice. Okay. And that's a bonus action, right?
The healing word was, but okay. What is it called? Symbiotic entity is an action.
Delightful.
That is my turn. He's also going to move up.
Okay. Raquel, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. Rapier. Mm-hmm. 23
hits.
All right, cool.
Yep.
And then it's 14 damage.
Okay, dokie. All right. It's their turn, and the hags just kind of like look at each other, nod, and this sister pulls out a doll. And you see that the doll has black button eyes and it has needles sticking out of it. She rips a button off and chunks it on the ground, and you guys are surrounded in darkness. And then you hear the other hag say something, and then there's silence.
Hmm.
And you are surrounded in darkness.
Like and magical darkness?
Again.
It is magical darkness. Mm-hmm.
Then we're
Why
still
does everyone cast a spell?
And you guys are actually... It was not a casted spell. and we're actually going to fall out of initiative. A few minutes pass by, and you're still kind of in the darkness. And then after a while, it clears, and there's no sign of them.
Hmm.
Raquel's immediately going to start tossing everything she can to try to find her stuff.
Okay. That was weird, guys. Raquel, do you need help finding something? I can tell Jerry and Chubbs what to look for. And I pull out another thing from my bag, and it is a regular badger. And I say, Henry can help too.
It'll always be Jerry Jr.
I thought it was going to be Little Jerry.
Little Jerry.
It's Henry.
Henry.
Okay. Raquel, go ahead and make me a, at this point, let's go ahead and do an investigation check at advantage. Because
Jordan
you have
is going
help.
To, Jordan's going to peek his head out the door to make sure they're not, like, stealing their cart. And his zombie.
And then after Raquel's stuff resolves, I'm going to look up the stairs for that little girl.
Okay.
Okay.
So
perception check?
Yeah.
18.
18. Okay. You see your stone. It's on a shelf. And you run up and you grab it. And as soon as you grab it, you notice that there was a small crack in it before. Uh-huh. And now it's gotten larger.
Oh, it got larger?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put it... Darlings, I found it. No worries. Okay, now we can continue on our way. And I put it in my little sack.
Okay. Throw it and make me a perception check.
Okay. Oh, about a 20.
A 20. Your zombie outside is getting accosted by a swarm of crows. But other than that, you don't see a whole lot of anything. Nothing
I just
else
picture
seems to be.
Him like standing there doing nothing as the crows are just picking bits off of him.
Pretty much. Occasionally, like, he'll raise his sword and kind of swipe at him, and they kind of flutter off. They hover for a moment, and then they collect back on him. If a zombie could look defeated, he looks defeated. Clover, go ahead and make me a perception check.
Okay, and I'm also going to call out and say, hello, is anybody up there? Perception. 7.
You don't hear anything really up there.
Okay, well, I walk up the stairs.
So you walk up the stairs, and at the top of the stairs, it's an open room, kind of like the one below. This one just has beds in it, or I guess what could be called bags. There's some animal hides kind of piled up in a corner. There's two of them. There's some, and then go ahead and make me one more perception check.
20.
20. So you kind of go over to one of the piles and you start looking around, and do you have one of your animals with you or nah?
Yes, because Raquel found her thing. They're probably all with me.
Okay,
helping
so
me kind of look around up here.
Jerry kind of goes over to one of the piles of the animal hides and starts sniffing around, and then you hear a little and it moves. The pile moves.
See,
and
no,
Jerry
no,
just looks up
okay.
at you.
Jerry, you can come back. It's okay. It's just my friend Jerry.
And, The pile stops moving. It's just...
Okay, I'm going to go over to the pile, and I'm going to sit down next to it, and I'm going to say, you know, sometimes I get scared about things too, but you don't have to be scared of us. We're here to help.
The pile kind of moves a little bit, and the little girl basically crawls out of it, or she stays submerged in it, but she clears her head and she's just kind of looking at you like a frightened animal almost. Who are you?
I'm Clover Blossom, and I came here with some stout adventurers looking for an adventure. And this is my friend Jerry and Henry and Chubbs.
Are they gonna eat me?
No. They're friendly. See, look, and I'm gonna start petting Jerry.
Okay.
And Chubbs snorts.
She kind of holds her hand out to Chubbs, and he kind of gives it a good sniff.
Snuzzles it with the snoot.
Gives it a little snoot, and she scratches the nose, and then she just quickly withdraws again.
And Clover says, "You can come out. Do you need help with anything? We're adventurers. We're good at that."
I don't know. She looks very timid and very scared.
Were those your mom's?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Did you kill them?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not entirely sure what happened. It got really dark and then they weren't here anymore. So,
Granny's if you want, we can. Gone. And she starts sobbing.
I think when we all hear the sobbing, right?
Yeah. At this point, you hear the wailing of a small child.
It's like, Clover, what happened?
Nothing. I just found this little girl who seemed sad.
I go on one knee. It's like, no, there's no need for that. Just the best thing to do with that is just put that frown upside down. See?
She screams. No! You killed Granny Zella and Auntie Mildred.
Well, they're not dead.
They're gone. And it's your fault.
Lauren, can I do an insight check?
Yeah, absolutely.
20?
She seems legit.
She does?
Yeah, she seems legit. She really thinks that something terrible has happened, and she's starting to think that maybe you guys are to blame.
Clover looks at the little girl and says, "Listen here, motherfucker."
Wow.
Clover says, "They're not dead. They just left. I mean, we didn't try and hurt them. I did try and hold them to find out what was going on, but that's it. And then they attacked us."
But they left me?
They also gave my friend a pie. Actually, don't worry about my friend. He's doing other things. His throat in up here.
He's probably like wandering up at this point, trying to figure out what's going on.
Don't worry about my friend Throden. He's just going to wait out front for right now.
Does Throden pick up on this?
He just kind of like looks over and just sees it's like just a small crying child. And he just shrugs his shoulders and walks back down the stairs.
Oh,
I see him really caring.
Am I going to die?
No, I don't. Why would you die?
Darling, we all die. It's fine.
She's hyperventilating.
I didn't say right away. I said eventually.
I don't want to die.
Well, get used to it, kid. It only gets worse as you get older.
She ducks back into the animal
Clover
hides.
Also looks fairly perturbed at your statements and kind of has a weird crisis. And Clover just kind of stands up and he's like, it'll be okay. I'm pretty sure it will be. As he looks up at Urpax and then kind of walks down the stairs.
Okay.
As he's going through an existential crisis.
Yeah, episode 3, existential crisis.
because he listened to you tell the story of Colin, and he was super in on it. And then, he takes what you say to heart, and now he's, like, having issues.
Listen, man, life is tough.
Life sucks, and then you die.
Colin understood.
All right, so you have a sobbing child upstairs. Clover's having an existential crisis. Raquel has her stone. Throden is standing outside. What is everyone else doing?
I'm trying to console crying child. Like, it's like, well, it's like, what the hell am I supposed to do?
So, could we be downstairs having a separate conversation, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I know the kid's crying up there and he's trying to make her feel better.
But wasn't the deal that we had to kill the hags?
Oh my god, am I gonna die?
Okay, I'm with Earth.
I've got like my head in my hands as I'm like pulling at my hair a little bit. Like,
I'm gonna die.
My moms are gonna die. Everybody I know is gonna die one day.
I'm gonna grab you. I'm gonna grab you by the shoulders. I'm gonna look you straight, and I'm gonna shake you a little bit, and I'm gonna look you straight into the eye and say, "Everybody dies. Your hero, Colin, died. And why did he die? To make his life worthwhile. You can panic about your death, or you can make your death mean something."
Kyle, take inspiration for that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna take a breath or two and kind of collect myself a little bit and say, "Right, sir, okay. I didn't expect this today, but you're right. What were we supposed to do here?"
We're supposed to kill that little kid's grandmas. A grandma, an aunt, I guess, family. Pretty sure that's what we were sent here to do. If it makes you feel better, I don't think the kid was part of the deal.
I don't think so either, and I don't know where they went. We should probably find that out either way.
Fennel, while this is going on, you're trying to console the child, but she's sitting there willing, "I'm gonna die!"
Let me tell you a story.
Does it have death in it?
At the beginning, yes, but then...
No, I don't want it!
But just hold on. It has a happy ending.
That's just what starts screaming.
Clover's going to look over at Urpax, and as he's finally collected himself, he's going to say, "Right, sir, okay. I don't know what's going on up there, but I think it's more important that you and I try and investigate and see if we can find anything else out about these hags."
I actually have a real quick idea, and I'm going to walk upstairs again real quick.
So you see Fennel on the same level as this child, and you realize that she's not necessarily actually, like, she's young, but she's not as young as maybe you thought she was at first. She actually looks maybe like a preteen.
Can I just start...
And she's sobbing.
Can I start, like, snapping at her, and then can she roll a wisdom save?
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to do a d20 here. One. Natural one.
All right. Well, now she's charmed. Hey, kid, stop. You're fine. Everything's fine. We're great.
Everything's fine. We're great.
Where does your family like to hang out?
Here, typically.
Can you think of any other places you've gone with them?
They don't take me a whole lot of places. We moved here recently, and I don't know. They got into some weird business. They won't tell me till I'm older. They said they tell me on my birthday, and I don't know where they're at. I also don't know when my birthday is either.
What's my name? Who am I?
All right, well, I've got a great idea for you.
Okay.
You should take a nap and think about rainbows.
But, okay, are you going to be here when I wake up?
Nope.
I'm going to be left alone?
But you're going to be okay with that.
I'll be okay. Okay. And she lays down.
Shouldn't we at least take her with us to the inn and explain what happened?
No.
You're kind of awful. You know that, right?
If we take her to the inn and we do not find the hags may attack the inn.
I'm going to search downstairs for any useful information.
Yeah.
Is that investigation?
Or... Yeah, go ahead and roll me an investigation check.
12.
So you're kind of rifling through everything. You find a... Hold on, let me get... You find something kind of interesting, though. It doesn't pertain to information, but it's a small silver disc. And it's made out of metal, but you're not sure what kind. And it just lays flat. So you find that. You find just a couple odd ends, trinkets. And then you find a thick book. And
do
as
we,
you...
Do any of these appear magic in nature?
The disc does.
Okay. Continue with the book.
Lauren?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You open the book, and it's written in a language that you're... What languages do you speak? Or do you know?
Common and Squeak. Squawk, or whatever
squawk.
It is.
Squawk. It's written in a language that you're not familiar with.
Okay. I'm going to hold on to the book, and I'm going to sit down and cast Identify as a ritual on this disc for the next minute while they're doing their thing.
Wait, it's a language you don't understand? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, does this only work with spoken language?
I think I'm the only one that's down here right now currently.
I think...
Oh, damn. I was just saying that because I have a spell, but it's only for spoken
language.
Don't
worry.
So, never mind.
I'm lawful good. I'll be handing the book over, so...
Stephanie, what were you going to say, love?
What I was going to ask is, now that I've had a few seconds, can I double check my bag and make sure I have everything?
Absolutely. So you're holding onto the stone and you're examining it, making sure everything's okay. The crack has gotten a little bit bigger, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're connected to the stone. It's a really weird feeling. And for all intents and purposes, you have a lucky stone.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And you open up your pouch and you put it with everything else. You kind of trifle through it and everything is there.
Okay. So I have a total of three things.
Yes. You have the three things.
Okay. Just making sure. Lauren likes to take things from me.
And then Drow jumps out and steals it from you.
Fuck you. Throden, what are you doing real fast? What is Throden doing?
Throden's trying to figure out what the heck was in that pie he ate.
So, you examine the pie, and you see chunks of meat, and you're sitting here thinking, it's like, okay, it tasted familiar, what was it? Do me a quick investigation check.
Three,
okay, you're not sure, but it tasted so damn familiar. As you're kind of looking around the room, though, you do see a giant chest next to the oven.
I open up the chest.
There are clothes in this chest. There's a short sword, there's some leather armor, and it looks to be of the drow make.
Pie is people.
And that is where we're actually going to stop tonight.
Oh, I don't get to find out what the disc was?
Nope, you get a cliffhanger.
Oh, that's...
That now you know how we feel.
Our lives.
This season's song. This season's song. Pies are people too. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing sweet@turtle.fyi or texting the champs line 7575 champs. You can of course join our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. That's absolutely the best place to get a hold of us. We're still on the Reddit and we'll answer questions there too, turtle.fyi/reddit, but we're all pretty much killing time on that Discord all the time, so come join us and have meaningless, endless debate there about things like Pringles, which is always my reference point for whatever reason. And of course, you can check us out on Twitter as well, which is @tabletopchamps. I'm on Twitter @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Stuff.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
Until next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.